Good morning. Welcome to The Gathering Place. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast. So this is going to be the format until further notice, since the governor has got all group organizations kind of on a lockdown because of the coronavirus. And so we felt that it was wise in keeping with those recommendations. So we're going to be doing pre-recorded messages for Sunday mornings until further notice. So anyway, thank you for tuning into the podcast, and I pray that the Lord really does a work through these messages, and that in this time where most of the world is experiencing uncertainty, that we can all reach out and experience the certainty, the stability, immovability of our God. So thank you for tuning in. I pray that God blesses you with this message. If you have any questions about the church and its operations, check our social media, check our website, or you can email us at info@tgpchicago.org. Once again, that email address is info@tgpchicago.org. And now, here is our Easter message from Pastor Byron.
Okay, good morning. I'm here at our church on Good Friday in 2020 with Jerry and Nancy, and we're recording our message for Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, the Resurrection Sunday. We certainly are living in perilous times today. We're going to be spending Easter without family, in quarantine at our homes, and it's going to be a very different Easter, but one that will be long remembered, I'm sure, by all of us. So I'm going to share with you basically all these scriptures come out of Luke chapter 24. So Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can come together and hear the events right after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Father God, may they be inspirational to all of us, and that our ears would be open of the glorious truth that Jesus, on this Good Friday, gave it up his life that we might be redeemed, and said the work was finished. And as promised, he rose again on Easter Sunday. So we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 24, excerpts from Luke chapter 24, to see all that God did on those first days of after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We'll begin with Mary Magdalene. Joanna, Mary, the mother of Jesus, saw the body of Jesus was gone. They were perplexed. What has happened? They could not understand it. They were so undone. It's unbelievable that they sat there looking at the empty tomb, the stone rolled away, and the body of Jesus gone. While they were there at the tomb, two men dressed in brilliant white showed up, and they said to the women, "Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? Have you forgotten all that he said?" You know, I was wondering, you know, sometimes we go through Christian life, walking through Christian life, and do we forget the huge thing that happened on Resurrection Sunday? What happened? The complete completion of our salvation and for life happened then. And it says that these three women at the moment had forgotten what Jesus had told them. At once they remembered his words, and then they went to the 11 to share what the angels had spoke to them and what had happened at the tomb site. It's amazing. As they went to the 11 and found the 11, the disciples were unable to believe, but Peter immediately ran to the garden tomb. Later, Jesus met with two believers that were walking on the road to Emmaus. Jesus came walking alongside of them. And Jesus started asking them questions, you know, and started prodding their minds about the events that had taken place. And one of them answered and said, He was a mighty prophet of God who performed miracles and wonders. His words were powerful. He had great favor with God and people. And after just revealing to them and talking them on the journey and revealing the scriptures that all talked about him in the events that actually were taking place, they started trying to persuade him. Jesus was going to leave. And he said, well, we came to our town, and they tried to persuade him, come and stay with us for a little while. Later, he entered into their home and talked with these two men. An amazing thing happened. He led them into communion, broke the bread before them. And all of a sudden, God's word says their eyes were open, and they finally realized who it was they had spending a time walking with him. And they contemplated in their own minds, why did we recognize him? You know, their hearts were burning. They knew something in a presence of God was with them, but while during the walk, and as he was opening up scriptures to them, he said they really didn't know who he was, but they sensed who he was. And I just want to take a little moment here to say, you know, it's not about completely just sensing about Jesus Christ and who he is. We as a body of believers have to know who he is. Know who he is and know what he promised and know what he's done in our lives and have that intimacy with Jesus Christ. They told the disciples how Jesus had revealed himself and had broken bread with them. So you see, the two men then, after Jesus vanished from their presence, the first thing they did is they ran to find the disciples and tell them what had just happened to them, that they actually met the risen Savior walking down the road to Emmaus. And they were so astounded, so overwhelmed, that they ran to the disciples to tell them what had happened. When they found the disciples, they had already knew what was happening, because it says there in Luke that Peter already saw Jesus alive at that time. And then while they were talking, I tell you, these two men were with the 11 and possibly others, then suddenly Jesus appeared to the disciples. And he said something very astounding to me. I am the living God, don't be afraid. I am the living God, don't be afraid. Why would you be frightened? You know, and I think about what we're doing through this Easter, locked up in our homes and quarantine, are we allowing fear to come in? Jesus, one of the first things as he met with his disciples and the two men, he said, I am the living God. I'm the one. Don't be afraid. Don't be frightened. Why are you frightened? And he said, then he went on to say, don't let doubt or fear enter your hearts. You know what? It's an amazing, powerful word that Jesus is speaking to us. Don't allow doubt and fear to enter your hearts. And he says, for I am. I am. We know from the record in the Old Testament times that God declared him, I am the I am. He told Moses, I am the I am. You just tell those that have you in bondage that I am. And here he was saying to the disciples, guys, everything has changed now. I've accomplished the redemption of mankind. I have risen from the dead, and the power of God is now available to you. Don't ever let doubt or even fear have any chance to enter your heart, because I am the I am. I am the I am. And then later on in Luke, it says, and it's amazing enough, he said, and supernaturally unlocked the understanding to receive the revelation of scriptures. All of a sudden, as he was talking to them and talking to the disciples and showing himself alive. In fact, he took a meal. He said, here, do goat. They were perplexed. Yeah, is this a ghost? What is this? He said, no, here, get some food. I'll eat it. Touch my hands. Touch my feet. Touch my side. Know that I am alive and it's for real. I have resurrected from the dead and I have a body, a supernatural body, and the wounds of my death are evident. Just touch them. Feed me. Do ghosts eat? Feed me. And then he said, then all of a sudden as he was talking and revealing to his disciples and the followers there, he supernaturally unlocked the understanding to receive the revelation of Scripture. The revelation of Scriptures. And then he said something interesting to me. He said, let people know what's happened and start in Jerusalem. And in this Luke account, he doesn't go beyond that. He says, start at Jerusalem. For us at the TGP, it's time to start in our communities. Start in Libertyville and Grays Lake and all the places that we live in, Waukegan and all the places. Start there. That's a good starting place to live for Christ fearlessly without doubt in his word and truth and proclaim the living Jesus Christ to people that we bump into at the mall or at the gas station or at the restaurants, which will eventually get open, and we're going to meet people, and people, I believe, people are going to be ready to hear the message, the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And it says in Romans that we're not to be ashamed of this message, for it's salvation to the Jew and Gentile alike. Now that tells me we're going to now move into something a little different. We just heard the account from Luke 24 of the events that quickly followed after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And how people had, even his closest followers, had mixed feelings. And some doubted, some wondered, some had fear, totally amazed, and they didn't know what to believe. And then Jesus, for real, revealed himself in the flesh to them and said, here I am, alive. He's risen. What a wonderful message. But in this portion of Luke 24, when he said he supernaturally unlocked the understanding received and revealed in the Scriptures, I'm going to go to a place where that one of those unlockings, one of those events that amongst many of them through Genesis, through the end of the Old Covenant, what's that chapter? Malachi, through that whole place there, we're going to just pull one event out. And the reason I'm pulling this out, because not only is this Easter for the Easter for Christians to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but infrequently Passover occurs at the same time. And this year, 2020, that's exactly what's happening. Easter is celebrated along with Passover. And since Jesus said he opened the eyes of these followers of him, the 11 and others that might have been there, and he said he supernaturally showed them evidence of what the Scriptures spoke about him. Because remember earlier, I didn't mention it earlier, when he was walking on the road to Emmaus with the two men, he was revealing to them through the Scriptures that all the Scriptures spoke about him in the events that just happened, his death and resurrection. So we're going to move into now Passover, where many of our Jewish friends are celebrating Passover. And that is a picture of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Israel, at that time, was instructed to go into quarantine. Ha! Go to your homes, separate just your families in your individual homes, lock the doors, and stay there until I tell you it's time to get out. Kind of sounds like what we're going through in America and around the world. We're told to lock ourselves in our homes, be in quarantine, keep distant from people, keep less connection, stay in your houses with your families until our government says it's time to go out. Well, it happened thousands of years ago. Israel was instructed to go into quarantine, each one to his own home, while the great plague of death was to come. So, like now, we're in our homes while this plague, this virus, is killing many throughout the world and the nations. And we're told by the governments of this world, when it's under control and over with, then we can go out from our homes and start life sort of normally. They were instructed to mark the doorposts with blood and not to come out until the plague had passed. You know, it's amazing because as they put the blood of the lambs on their doorposts, they were kept safe in the quarantine of their own homes and protected from something throughout Egypt that was going to cause death to the firstborn throughout all Egypt. And they were told to stay in there until it's passed, until that judgment has passed. After it passed, they came out. You know, someday we're going to be allowed to come out of our homes and live a life back to the way it was. My hope as a pastor of the Gathering Place, that our lives will be forever changed when we go out to back to what might be called normal. It won't be normal for us anymore. In fact, in Egypt, when they finally, the plague had passed and death angel caused death amongst animals and humans alike throughout Egypt, and the time was to come out of their homes. It's important to know what happened when they came out of their homes. What events happened as they left their homes from quarantine? We might say in America, we're having the quarantine of a virus. And what should be our expectations as the body of Christ when the quarantine is lifted and we're allowed to go back into life? Here's what happened to Israel. When that happened, they left and they were freed from bondage. And I'm wondering, you know, what bondages we might have had before this quarantine. Are we going to be seeking intimacy with Jesus and a knowledge, not doubting, but knowing who he is, not having fear, not having doubt, but knowing that every word of God is true and our Jesus is the I am? Are we going to walk out of this, go on life as usual? Are we going to leave this place, go back into life freed from bondage? I want you to know Israel was freed from bondage, and God wants to free us as believers from bondage. They went out receiving provision. When they left their homes with lack, they entered into plenty. They received provision from all the gold and silver and the valuable things of Egypt were put on the Jews that were set free and delivered from the plague. So it is with us. we were having a prayer meeting talking about how God has miraculously provided for many of our members of this church supernaturally. You know, one member thought he was getting laid off, instead he got a promotion. And the list goes on, how God's provision. Are we going to leave this time of quarantine knowing that God is our provider, that provision is there? You know, our nation's leaders are wondering, how do you get the economy started? How do you get things started? But for the believer, we can have faith that as we are in this quarantine, we'll leave our homes with the expectation, the positive expectation, in the I am God, in the Jesus that we're celebrating his resurrection, that we have all our needs met according to his riches and glory, that we have provision. And then it goes on to say, they left Egypt having supernatural health. You know, one of my prayers for this church is that none of our members will ever be affected by coronavirus. And to this date, no one has had coronavirus in our family, our little family. But you know, we can take that from our little Jerusalem or Libertyville or Grays Lake or Waukegan and pray for believers throughout the world that they will not be affected by this plague, this virus. Because once it was over and the quarantine was lifted for Israel and they left their homes, they left there healthy and whole. They left there supernaturally healthy and whole. And they gathered, Moses gathered them together, and they had a long journey, which meant going through the Red Sea and going on their journey towards their promise. He said, when they left their quarantine, they entered into their journey, into their promise. You know, I want to say, as TGP, that we, as God's children, believing in Jesus, the I am, that he is not a God that lies to us. He tells us the truth. Every promise is true. That we would leave the quarantine in our nation with no doubt and no fear about the God we know and believe in. That we will walk out of bondage, receiving provision, supernaturally healthy, and well able to enter the journey that God has for us in our hometowns. Just like I said in Luke, he said, go out to Jerusalem. We're to go out to our communities, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, filled with his power, holding on to intimacy with Jesus Christ, and have an effect on the people around this community. And let's start here and start here. Start the fire here, and it will go from our Jerusalem to the other parts of the world. All over. But it starts with us. It's got to start somewhere. Let's start with us and start with our Jerusalem, our hometowns, our places where we visit, places where we go to work, that we will be witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for that we can celebrate Easter. And Father God, that we would be a people that will not just go through the motions of just another Easter. This Easter is very different than other Easters in the past. We're in quarantine now, and remember that where we're headed for when the quarantine is over. And I just want to invite people that might have been listening to this, and again, I want to say, you know, it's Easter and it's Passover. So if you're listening to this podcast, I want to encourage you, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's the Jew first and also to the Greek or the Gentile. And if you're listening to this and you're a Gentile, and that there's saving grace available to you, there's a bondage freedom available to you. There's provision for all life's needs. There's health for you in Jesus. And it starts, that journey starts by inviting him into your life and saying, yes, I've fallen short. I'm a sinner and I repent. And I come before your throne and ask you for your grace and mercy over my life. And I receive what Jesus accomplished when he said, it is finished on the cross. And for my Jewish friends, you're celebrating Passover. I hope you learned a little bit here about the Passover was just one of those revealings of what God intended to do for all people. And he says in Romans, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. So I want to encourage you that the truth of the matter is that Jesus is your Messiah. Jesus is the one sent by God. He is the one that came to save his people from their sins. And he came to the household of Israel first, and then he went on to the Gentiles. And I want to encourage you, if you're a Jewish person, you're listening to this podcast, that Jesus loves you, and he gave his life for you, and he wants to have relationship with you and bring you into complete relationship with the Father through his Son, Yeshua, or Jesus, the Messiah. And he would encourage you to give your life to him and to know the Messiah that you've been looking for and searching for years and years and years. He already came. I want to let you know, to my Gentile and Jewish people that may be listening, that he came once to redeem men. He's coming a second time to judge the world and receive all those that have received him. I want to encourage you to give your life to the one that loves you deeply and passionately. Father God, I ask you that the words spoken here will just cause people to desire who you are and desire to receive Jesus. I ask, Father, that the believers that have heard this message will come out of our personal quarantine better people, stronger, set free from bondage, with God's provision, walking in health, even as your soul prospers. Father God, bless all the members of the Gathering Place. Bless Christians out of this place and throughout all the world, that they might know and believe and not doubt and not fear, for our God is the I Am.
This is Pastor Todd. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. If you were blessed by this, would you consider giving a financial donation? You can do that by either going to our website, tgpchicago.org. We have an online giving system there that you can use your debit card, your credit card for. It's secured through PayPal. Thank you very much for tuning into our podcast, and God bless you this week.